Better music. This is Q Radio. Well, we're all celebrating. We all went down to watch the cup final. I certainly was there, and my daughter, lots of people from Newry. In fact, it was a big turnout in Banbridge for a cup final at Newry City. We're in against a team from County Fermanagh. Darren is here along with his captain, Chris McMahon. Newry City Football Club are the cup winners. Well done, the Premier Cup winners. And we have the trophy in the studio as well. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks, Kevin.
And congratulations.
Thanks very much,
Kevin. Well done. Celebration over. Back to bread and jam, as it were, Darren. One tick so far this season, you've won the cup, and you wanted to win that cup, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We didn't have the easiest run to the final. But once we got to the final, that was our sole focus. The league was put to one side, and it was, yeah, terrific to win it. Great feeling for it.
No, I was at the game and we thoroughly enjoyed it. First half, you're very much in control. Second half, start of the second half, it wasn't looking good. They started to mount a little bit of a challenge. Of course, they had to. The first half, to be fair, you were really in control. I think the ball was in the net two or three times. There was a couple of goals not allowed.
Yeah.
For various reasons. I'm sure you weren't pleased about that. I know some of the fans on the side of the pitch weren't.
Yes. No, we played well in the first half, and as you say, had a few chances to score and probably just made it difficult for ourselves then. But in cup finals, you know, even been involved myself, they never go to plan. You know, you don't see too many cup finals where someone gets hammered in it, and we knew it was going to be a tough game and they would have had certain moments in it. But yeah, once it went one each, the first thing I showed them, look, that's the test for us now, you know, because this season has been going according to plan, and it was a good test for us, and we reacted in the right way.
And what was the dressing room like at half time, Chris McMahon?
It was good. We weren't getting carried away, and although we had played well in the first half, we knew it wasn't going to be easy in the second half, and there was a strong wind as well, so we had to take that into account. But I think we all sort of just need to regroup and refocus at half time. We still knew it was going to be a long 45 minutes, and we still had to put work in.
I witnessed very much a team that were together. There was a lot of smiles, a lot of people working for each other, a lot of shouts going on. It was good to see the teams very much together. You were very focused.
Yeah, definitely. We're a real close-knit group, and I think that's why we've been so successful on the pitch, because we're all friends off it. So when you're in it together with your mates, it makes you push that wee bit harder, I feel. And I think everyone's pulling in the right direction this year.
Now, lots of young lads there watching the game, and of course you're a role model. You're the captain of Newry City Football Club, and you're only a young man. You're only 22, am I right?
Yeah, I'm only 22, so it's a great feeling knowing people are looking up to you, and I feel like you want to do it well because it's our home city, so it's a great feeling knowing there's a lot of support there for us, and the fans travel in big numbers for us. So it was good knowing that you're pulling on the jersey, and a lot of people are proud and look up to you for that, so it's great.
Yeah, and a lot of pride every time you put that Newry City jersey on. Now, young people listening, there is room for them to come down and support you, of course, and you do the honours every week. You play, you have a mascot.
Yeah, there's a different young child every week that I come down with their family, and I think they really enjoy it. It's a good way for us to interact with the people of Newry. And I feel like we've got a good response from it. Families always have a great day out, and the child always loves it.
So yeah, you had that trophy with you all around Newry, because you were seen out and about again, out and about with quite a few people celebrating, and rightly so. Great to have that medal to look back on now, and with pride. But of course, the league has to be won.
Yeah, definitely. It's regrouped now. We can't get over carried away with it. It's a great feeling at the time, but we have to put that to one side now and get back to what our sole focus was, the league at the start of the year. And now we have to get back and get straight back into it against 5 Mile Town again this Saturday. So it's all a big push now.
Darren, a big push forward. Training starts.
Yeah, back at it. As Chris said, yeah, we did our celebrating, and that's now gone and forgotten about. So we need to focus back on the league, which has been our priority. And it's a good tough game to start with, the way the team that we played in the cup final, and that's the way it should be.
They'll be looking revenge, of course. They'll want to win.
They will, and the way it's been this year, every team that we're playing against seems to raise their game for us, you know. We've played 19, 1-17, but, you know, and we need to keep that run going.
Now, I know you want to talk to the fans, an opportunity on the radio. Lots of people came, a huge crowd from Newry.
Yeah, it's terrific. We've had terrific support, you know, home and away, but even to see a lot of people that wouldn't normally support us, Newry people, to come back and speaking to them after, you know, it was great to see them down, and hopefully we can maintain that support and get them to come down and add to it. And it's like, and that's once you're successful and playing good style of football, then hopefully people want to come down and see it.
And Chris, looking forward to the training?
Yeah, back at it.
Yeah, back at it after yeah. all the Christmas.
Yeah,
get rid of the celebrations.
Yeah, work hard again.
Work hard again. And then travelling down to Fermanagh. When are you back home in Newry for our locals to come down and support you?
We're home on Friday, the 15th of January, home to Hanover, who would be one of the closest rivals this year. So that's going to be a good game for fans to come down. So that's on a Friday night at quarter to eight. So hopefully we'll get a big crowd down that.
6 points clear at the moment, but you're not getting complacent.
No, we're not. And it's back to the old saying, you know, one game at a time. We just want to make sure that we're picking up 3 points and the rest will take care of itself.
Okay, Showgrounds, Hanover on the 15th. That's the Friday night. What time's kickoff?
Quarter to eight.
Get yourselves down and support your local team, Newry City. Congratulations. Take a bow, Chris McMahon, and your team. I know you're very proud of your team, and rightly so. Good luck this weekend. And Darren, a wee tribute maybe to the coaching team.
Yeah, it's been brilliant to me. Ramey was in Australia, so he was waiting patiently on the result over there, but Mickey and Jarvis did their usual job, and it's great support.
Darren Mullen and Chris McMahon from Newry City Football Club. We have the cup here. We will have a few photographs, and we'll get it all up on Facebook. Thanks for joining us on the programme today. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.